This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say this. I think Kevin Durant did say no because it felt like they were at the finish line and all they needed was him to sign off on it. And then he's like, no, I'm good. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Justin, we know that Kevin Durant was one of the reasons why that trade was not consummated, because Jimmy Butler would have been a son. Kevin Durant would have been a Warrior at that point. Now, was Draymond Green part of those deals? I'm not sure. There was leaked, you know, obviously Matt Ishbia, Michigan State guy, Suns owner, governor, and then, you know, Draymond Green, obviously Michigan State alum. They had a relationship, I guess. But listen, ultimately, this summer, we're going to find out just what Kevin Durant really wants and if he wanted to come back. And if he does want to come back to the Warriors, I think they have, you know, they could make it happen. Now, the Draymond Green thing is interesting to me still. In all of this, and we're going to get to Draymond because he also says some stuff over the weekend.
That should be a daily segment on the station.
What didn't he say?
Draymond says some stuff.
There you go.
Because every day, the content machine that is
absolutely incredible
can just fire away with the next take.
So I thought you talking to me.
It's all
the,
of them. It's
the Bay, them. The Bay does not understand how lucky it is not only to have Draymond playing still at the level that he's at and having won four titles and built that organization with Steph and Clay and Kerr. The interest that that guy generates, specifically, good and bad, right. And it's not just great for people in our business. It is great to draw the conversation out about this team all the time.
Well, you know what? Let's just get right into it. Why not? And we can continue the Kevin Durant discussion, Jimmy Butler, 888-957-9570, all things being equal going forward. If you have the opportunity to get Kevin Durant in the future, would you do it? Or you want to stick with Jimmy Butler? We have a YouTube pull up right now. Search 95.7 The Game on YouTube. Like, subscribe, all of that, all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Draymond Green talking with Candace Parker over the weekend, who was one of the coaches of the Rising Stars who took place in that 14 tournament. Draymond Green talking about the head coaching position of the Golden State Warriors.
There is no way that I could coach ever in the history of everything. It'd be like Draymond coaching. Like, there's
Wow, you can't coach. What does that mean?
I've already been offered to go to State Warriors.
I didn't say that you couldn't be. I didn't think you would suck. I just don't think that you would enjoy it. Yeah, you would not be able to coach.
I agree.
Your patience. Our patience is. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got a little.
How would you know what's wrong with that?
It's true.
Sorry.
Draymond, you think you'd be a good coach?
I think I could be a good coach.
Okay.
But I don't want to be.
So if you missed it and all that,
how do you not follow up on that?
Let me play it one more time. Catch what he said about him coaching the Warriors.
There is no way that I could coach ever in the history of everything. It'd be like Draymond coaching. Like, there's
Wow, you can't coach. What does that mean?
I've already been offered to go to State Warriors. I didn't say that you couldn't be.
I didn't think you.
Right there. I've already been offered the Golden State Warriors head coaching job when I'm done.
And you've got to believe that could only come from one person all the way at the top.
Joey Lightyears. That's what they call me at the station now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Not Shasky. It's me.
You're just light years ahead of everybody else. Well,
some are saying that.
Future's so bright, you got to wear sunglasses walking around this place.
I'm 31 years old. I'm the Dalton Connect. I'm the rising star. What can I say?
Well, let's hope they don't move you to Charlotte you back.
Well, I'll come back. Well, they realize they made a mistake, and that's why they bring me back.
That's right.
That's why.
That's right.
But that's crazy. Draymond Green as the Warriors' next head coach after he wraps it up.
I'll tell you what's crazier for me. I actually believe him.
Oh, God.
Not only do I believe him, but if he's going to say that on national TV, I've got to believe that that conversation has taken place at some point already.
Oh, it has. And I'll have the sound for you right now as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. It is also a Warriors Wednesday. Nick Friedell, again, brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Nick's going to be checking out in Pleasant Hill with those live working vignettes. Full selection of in-stock luxury appliances as well. Again, visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. This was what, last year, Sam? Thumbs up. Yeah, last year.
Yeah, this was from last May on the Point Game podcast with John Wall.
And this is Draymond Green detailing a conversation he had with Joe Lacob about his future after being a player in the Golden State Warriors.
I'm honored, man, with the conversations that I've had with Joe Lacob over the years and him saying to me, like, yo, when you're done, I could see you one day coaching this team when Steve's done. Like, I could see you working with this team. Like, I would love to see that. That means the world to me because that means the man that owned the organization that I play for is watching me play basketball and saying, this guy can one day coach my team. This, again, big business. These assets are not small, man. Like, if you're gonna trust somebody to coach your team, that's not small. That's not a small thing. That's a big f-ing deal. And so to know that you have that type of support and, like, the owner of the organization that I play for is watching me and saying he can one day coach this. Or, man, Steve Kerr is my coach. The guy who's been coaching this organization for the last 11 years, 12, 10 years is Steve Kerr. He's a Hall of Fame coach. You're watching him and saying, I think that can one day be Draymond. That's insanity to me. And so I'm very thankful that people look at me in that light. But as I am in year 12 of my career, I say right now, and everything changes as time goes on, so I would never say never. But where I stand right now in year 12 of my career, headed into year 13, I'm not sure I want to be on a basketball schedule.
Okay. So he's had this conversation with the owner. The owner loves him, obviously. He's a made man, future Hall of Famer. Joe loves Steph. He loves Draymond, clearly. And it's been widely documented. Joe Lacob's gone on these airwaves in studio here with Bonte and Shasky in the past, and he's talked about the negotiations with Draymond and Draymond driving to his house to get a deal done. He said that on air here. Draymond drove to his house to get that contract done a couple years ago after that title. Or not after the title, but after they get bounced by the Lakers, that is. And, you know, they got the deal done. Everyone was happy. Everyone was go lucky. And, you know, fast forward to now, it's been a rocky road with Draymond Green, to put it lightly. And definitely suspended.
Very lightly.
Definitely suspended. Punched Jordan Poole in the face. It's all been documented. You know, he's gotten a bunch of texts this year. You know, he's been in and out of the lineup. He's been hurt. It's been very tumultuous. You're a writer. That's a good word to use.
Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Catholic school, you know, that's all we did was grammar and English. That's all I could do was write an essay. Not good at math, not good at science. I could write, though. Draymond Green, the coach. First, when I say that to you, what do you say to me? Head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green.
I absolutely believe it could happen, and I think he would be a very good coach. What scares me if you're a Warriors fan, or if you're Joe Lacob and you're within the organization. Let's say a few more years go by, Steph retires, Steve says, I'm done. I'm done on coaching. I'm good. I've had my fill. And this potentially started to gain some more traction.
I'm out.
What would scare me is that Draymond, for I think as great of a coach as he could be, if that's the path he decided to go to in the future, it would depend on his temperament night to night with his players. We see the intensity on the floor. We've seen the blow-ups. I think the best way to put it, as you said, Spadone, is well-documented. We know what it is. Draymond pisses a lot of people off. A lot of his opponents, a lot of people in the Warriors organization at times, but they know what he is, and he's proven to be a winner many times over. It would depend on his temperament day after day, year after year. The thing that would scare me in this scenario is, does he burn the players out over time with the messaging that comes across? But the messaging Draymond would have as a player is probably a lot different than the messaging you'd have to have as a coach. Guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to end up being in the league for probably 15 years, if not more. There are a lot of different parts to it. But I, with Kevin Durant, and because he talked about it over the weekend as well, I believe, I think there are a lot of people in the league that figure, if that is something that he chooses, and there's always been so much hype around Draymond, the analyst, I think we all agree that the opinions are great. He would fit into that role too. But if he went into coaching, I actually think he would be very good.
888-957-9570. When he's done as a player, when Draymond Green hangs it up as a player, do you want him as head coach of the Golden State Warriors? Simple as that. 888-957-9570. Not right now. We're not doing player coach Draymond, although, again.
Now, that would be fun.
The content machine.
Hey, Kevin, come back to the Warriors. Steve's going to go out a couple years earlier than maybe we thought, and you're going to have a new coach. Who's that? Draymond.
Well, remember all the
jokes
that happened when J.J. Redick became the Lakers head coach. I can't wait for the podcast after every game,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
can't wait for
man.
That. Can we have a J.J. Redick, Draymond Green coaches podcast? While they're head coach of the NBA, why not? Hashtag new media. Remember that? Hashtag new media.
Oh, a lot of
remember
new
that?
Media.
Yeah. Sounds
Spadone,
like old media.
On a serious note, though, about the Draymond stuff, I think it's
Please.
Important to point out, when you go through that Warriors locker room through the years, Steph is Steph. He is, for what I've seen in my experience covering the league, he is the most beloved player by everyone else, by opponents, by teammates, by coaches. They know exactly what he has brought to the league. They appreciate the way he carries himself. What I would tell you, though, is that Warriors teammates, Draymond's messaging and the path he had to take to get to this point always resonated a little bit more, because Draymond was a second round pick. Draymond was a guy who wasn't supposed to be much of anything.
He was a tweener.
Exactly. He's a tweener. What's he going to play? Yeah. Can't really shoot consistently, especially from the outside. There were all these reasons why it wasn't going to work with Draymond or for Draymond out here in this league. He carved out a niche for himself. He knew what he wanted to become. He had that will and vision that it takes to be successful in the NBA, and he did it night after night. So I think the messages he would have to a team, whether it's the Warriors or some other team.
We'll keep it with the Warriors, though.
Yeah, okay.
Let's keep it with the Warriors.
I was going to say Michigan State when Izzo goes, if we're really going down the down the lane here.
You know, Draymond coaching all those 18 and 19-year-old kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, imagine Draymond sitting in a living room and turning to mom and be like, yeah, I'll take care of your kid. Don't worry.
Oh, man. But Sam, I actually think he would.
You think he'd be charming?
Draymond can turn it on.
Yeah.
When Draymond needs to turn it on, he knows exactly what this is all about. But Spadone, the real takeaway here is all of the younger players who come into that Warriors room, they look at Steph like seemingly the rest of the world does. Oh my gosh, it's Steph Curry. Whoa. When they see Draymond, of course they respect and appreciate what he's done, but they view him differently because he is viewed as the second round guy who made it out of nothing in the NBA.
Yeah.
Not some heavy pedigree where everybody thought he came into the league and was going to be fantastic. He's carved his own way, and I think that would resonate for a lot of players who would end up playing for him.
888-957-9570. Draymond Green, the next head coach of the Golden State Warriors after he hangs it up. Are you in on that, Dub Nation? Draymond Green, the head coach of your Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. Let's squeeze in Miguel and Hayward because he has some thoughts on it. Miguel, what's up, man? You're on with Spadone and Friedel. You want Draymond as a head coach of the Warriors?
Oh, man, you know, like, I love it, man. You know, good morning, you guys. Yeah, you know, like, I love it. You know, when he decides to retire, you know, like, I would love Draymond Green to be the coach for the Warriors. And I feel like the only three players that he would know in that roster will be Kuminga, Moody, Pose. And I believe that the three players would love to have Draymond Green as a coach, having that voice in there. Because, like, if you look at Draymond Green playing basketball right now, he's teaching these young cats how to play ball. So, you know, like, I would love the Warriors to make him the coach for the future. But right now, it's about us getting that fifth championship ring. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Miguel and Hayward. Hey, he'd love it. He thinks the young guys would love it. I'm not so sure about that. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga and I'm Moses Moody and I'm some of these young guys, Brandon Pajemski and Draymond Green, who was my teammate for a long time, yelling at me on the court, yelling at me on the bench, and now he's going to be my coach, and now he's going to put me in a position to where I could, you know, he's controlling my minutes now. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, Spadone, come on now. You say Draymond yelling at me as my coach. Well, he's been yelling at everybody for years. So.
But he can control the minutes now, Nick.
Yeah.
He can control the minutes now.
But I just mean, in the personality and temperament, not much is going to change. I would actually think, and this is crazy
to even say. You think he'd calm down a little bit?
I think he would tone it down.
Yeah,
I think the Draymond that we see on the floor as a player, and again, in dreamland here in this scenario, Draymond as a coach, those are two different people. Because he knows, having been in the league so long, that you can't just ride guys at 100 miles an hour every single night as a coach, or your message is going to burn out.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.